This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. This is a song called Red Rocking Chair. It's off a new EP from Billy Strings, who moved from northern Michigan to Nashville in January. Billy Strings was a popular act up here. He played with mandolin player Don Julin for a couple of years and established a name for himself in the area. But this past winter, Billy decided it was just time to move on.
I'm 23 years old and my feathers are fluffed, you know. Kind of just wanted to go see what was on the horizon.
Our arts reporter Dan Wanchura recently chatted with Billy Strings.
It might have seemed like Nashville was always the obvious next move for Billy Strings. Sure, he had a big following in northern Michigan, but Nashville is a music mecca. It's home to producers, record labels, and recording studios. Take Blackbird Studio, for example. It's a studio that's recorded everyone from Adele to the Zac Brown Band. Turns out, though, he really didn't have anything planned. He told me he thought of moving to Denver, even New York. But then some friends convinced him to move south, to the Music City, and that's where he went. Now, it turns out he's not actually gigging much in Nashville, but he is attending a lot of impromptu jam sessions down there.
Tuesday night, I'll get a text message. Hey, we're picking over at, you know, so-and-so's house, and I'll show up. Next thing you know, there's 20 musicians there, all with their instruments out, and we're freaking belting Stanley Brothers songs in the kitchen, you know, and it's just like, it's amazing, you know. We just play so much music, and everybody down here, you know, around my age that's doing this is doing the same thing. We're all just learning and being grateful for all of our heroes, you know, people, Bill Monroe and all the people that made this music, and trying to learn it ourselves and then kind of trying to put our twist on it too.
Sometimes I sit and wonder where my little life went wrong. These old jailhouse blues have got me singing this old song. My life is a disaster, Lord, and I feel so ashamed. In here where they call me by a number, not a name. This life of sin has got me in. Well, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. Got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie.
You know, you walk into the market and you see Gillian Welsh or Sam Bush walking into the, you know, grocery store or whatever, and it's just like, man, that's where all my heroes live, and now I get to just, like, hang out and pick with them sometimes, and that's helping me grow as a musician, you know. That was really my goal moving there, just so I could play music more often with people who are just ridiculously good, you know.
You have played in different music genres before. What is it about bluegrass that keeps pulling you back, do you think?
Well, bluegrass, you know, I cut my teeth on it. That's just what I was raised with. When I think about my childhood, the soundtrack is bluegrass, you know, and I just grew up playing with my dad, and he kind of spoon-fed me Doc Watson and Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley and them. As a kid, you know, so I just grew up with that music and that sound, that mountain sound, them harmonies and the drive of it and everything, and it's just great music. And yeah, for a while I did kind of venture off and play electric guitar and played in a metal band and did all sorts of crazy stuff, but, you know, bluegrass really is where my heart is.
And you mentioned, you know, you're all so grateful for the hero, your heroes that have gone before you. Where do you hope to go? Where do you hope to take your music?
Well, I'm just simply doing what I do. You know, I don't believe I'll ever be any huge star. I don't really necessarily want to be. I just want to play music and make a living if I can. And if I can't, then I'll still play music and I'll figure out something else, you know. But I'm just taking it as it goes, you know. Like, I feel like this is what I was kind of put here to do. I've always played music. That's all I know. I don't have any other, like, serious skills, you know? So I'm just doing what I think I should do and just trying to live a good life and play music, and I'm just really, really happy to be here, that's all.
Finally, when you are back in Michigan, any plans for a bit of a reunion show with Don Julin?
Oh, man, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. No plans. I mean, we haven't really planned on anything yet, but I thought, yeah, if I book a show, I mean, I'm going to get a hold of Don and see if he'd like to come play. That'd be awesome.
Well, thanks for your time. You wanna take us out with a song from your new EP?
Sure, yeah, I could pick one for you. I'll do a little bit of that Black Mountain Rag, that one I was telling you about.
Great. Billy Strings, thanks for chatting with me today.
Thanks. Have a good day, brother. Here's the Black Mountain Rag.
That was Billy Strings talking with arts reporter Dan Wanchura. Billy Strings will be back in Michigan next week. He's got concerts in Sault Ste. Marie and Elk Rapids. He'll also be making appearances at the Hoxieville Music Festival and the Petoskey Festival later this month. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
There are a couple art shows in Traverse City coming up. 46 different artists will show their work at the Traverse Higher Art Exhibition this weekend. The organizer says that the event showcases non-traditional and modern art. The show opens tonight at the Echo Event Space on Front Street. It runs through Sunday. Another art exhibit opened yesterday in the Warehouse Market in Traverse City. It's called Project Omni, and the organizer says it will include artists from all over the world. You can browse that show through November 30th.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Our show is produced by Peter Payette. Michael Culler was our engineer. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman. Thanks for listening.